my fantastic players, and welcome to the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the last episode of the show for now. I've lost my enthusiasm for promoting the league like I've been doing for the past 3.5 years. I wanted to write a full episode and kind of cap things off with the season wrap-up and all. We had so many incredible performances. We had heartbreaks, and oh my god, Mick winning his 20th championship title. So impressive. But yeah, I don't know, the motivation is lacking. The podcast in its current form is just not it for me right now. I've also, for the past couple months, been reevaluating how I'm engaging with the community in general, and I feel like I'm not really getting out of it as much as I'm putting into it. I don't really understand why that is. Maybe my contributions just aren't that interesting, or maybe I don't understand the media, or it's the language barrier. It's really hard to tell, but what I'm looking for primarily is exchange, and I don't feel like I'm getting a lot of that, and so it might be best for me to look for it elsewhere. And doing a whole podcast around the Dominion League and trying to bring people together and raise interest and stuff just doesn't feel right at the moment, nor does it feel particularly gratifying. I really enjoyed doing the pod with a mystery co-host, so that might be a version in which it could be rebooted someday, but that is not going to be in the imminent future. I think going forward, I will focus more on non-league aspects and members of the community once I've regained my podcast motivation. On a tangential note, I would like to encourage the league moderator team to reflect more on their work processes. You are all doing an amazing job completely for free to bring so much joy to so many people. I can't stress enough how grateful I am for you, and I'm sure the vast majority of league players feels the same way. So please find ways to make your job more sustainable. Two people doing most of the setup work is not sustainable. I would urge you to find an easier way to set up the whole infrastructure so that more people can learn how to do it, and the whole thing doesn't depend on two individuals. You're a team of 19 people. Imagine how easy your life could be if everyone knew how to help effectively and everybody did what they were supposed to do, obviously. You probably wouldn't feel overworked and undervalued anymore. You wouldn't feel stretched thin in the team anymore. And yeah, you probably wouldn't be closed-minded by default about new suggestions anymore that people bring to you. You wouldn't have a strong hierarchy within the team. But if you still really want to hold on to the way you organize League, please find ways to recruit support more effectively. So all my non-mod listeners out there, if you have spare time and you know HTML, CSS, JS, and you're willing to work with it for the website, please, please, please consider joining the mod team. They need you. If you have spare time and you know how to work in Google Sheets, please consider joining the mod team. They need you. If you have spare time and you want to just help with modding divisions, onboarding new players, or maybe learning setup stuff, please consider joining the mod team. They need you. You can find the link to the application form in the show notes of this episode. We all love the league, and I can only speak for myself here, but I would love it even more if I knew I had a mod team that was positive and open-minded and had an even work distribution and a team where everyone considered themselves as unambiguously part of the community, not apart from it. I have defended you in the past against people treating you with an us versus them mentality. I would be so disappointed to learn that that is in fact how you view yourself. And if you care so much about moderators reflecting poorly on League, I suggest you find someone else to do your official communication and try to hold each other accountable for the things that you say on the server. I don't like double standards, and yeah, I'm going to call things out from now on if I see them. I'm not reading a lot of channels at the moment, so don't worry. But yeah, I do consider that part of my responsibility as a member of this community. All that being said, I love doing the podcast these past 3.5 years. It was a great joy, and I'm happy and I'm so proud of this fun little project, and I hope it provided entertainment. Thank you so much to everyone who's tuned in once and again, or every single episode, or just for the ding on interview. I appreciate it so very much. The game has ended. Bye!